Annie by Linda Page.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Author's biography. Linda Page was born and brought up in Leicester, the eldest of four daughters. She left home at 17 and has had a wide variety of office jobs. She lives in a village near Leicester with her two teenage daughters. Her first novel, Evie, is also available from Headline. For my grandma, Annie Pearson. How blessed I was when they dished out the grandmothers and they gave me you. You epitomise the meaning of the word grandmother, and I shall be eternally grateful for the endless love and guidance you have shown me throughout my life. I love you. Your granddaughter, Linda. Acknowledgements. To the people of Leicester, whose warmth and generosity were recorded in history long before I was born, I'm proud to be one of you. To Bill Knight, for his help and friendship, I will never forget it. To Keith Burbage, the likes of whom I will never meet again, you are unique. Thank you for your generosity. And to Claire Going, whose enthusiasm for my efforts has spurred me on more than she'll ever know. Chapter 1. Annie! Annie, are you there, girl? You'll never guess what's happened. Annie's head jerked up, her face a picture of confusion, as her cottage door burst open to reveal the massive body of her neighbour, Elsie Rowbottom, squeezing her way inside. Her voice boomed out so loud the words seemed to vibrate off the walls. Annie jumped up and clasped her hand to her mouth in fright. The scissors she was holding fell to the stone floor with a clatter. What is it, Elsie? What's happened?